May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, we have been exploring readings from the Gospel of John every Sunday since Easter, save one. That is 7 of the last 8 Sundays. Now that we have returned to ordinary time, we also return to the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel in which we will spend a considerable amount of time this summer, as it is the Gospel for this lectionary year B. Recall that Mark was the first Gospel written sometime around the year 70, at the time of extended revolt against Rome and the destruction of Jerusalem and the Temple. It is the shortest Gospel and often the most immediate. One can frequently sense the urgency and crisis in the story. In keeping with this scenario, we immediately jump into a controversy story in our reading this morning. The confrontation today involves Sabbath observances, but it is not the first time Jesus has encountered resistance from the authorities. Already early in his ministry in the Markan account, Jesus is getting it. Note, we are only in the second chapter of Mark in our reading today. Jesus is just beginning his ministry. He has not yet called all his inner circle of disciples. But he has been traveling throughout Galilee, teaching, healing, and in the process, gaining quite a reputation for himself. Such large crowds gather that he finds it difficult to move openly in the towns and spends most of his time in the countryside. Crowds continue to seek him out. Even this early in his ministry, Jesus exemplifies the compassion, the inclusion, and the authority that mark his mission, that attract the crowds to his presence, and that sets up his confrontation with authority. We hear two encounters regarding Sabbath activities today. These are the only two Sabbath encounters. In the first, the Pharisees confront Jesus over the activity of his disciples. It seems that while walking through a field of grain on the Sabbath, they casually plucked handfuls of seed from the stalk. Considering this harvesting, and therefore work, the Pharisees reproached Jesus over this clear violation of Sabbath prescriptions by his followers. The law is very clear about Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, we are ordered in the Ten Commandments. We are adjured to do no work, including all our household, our employees, servants, and so on. Observant Orthodox Jews still practice strict obedience to the Sabbath laws. I remember the first time I encountered a Shabbat elevator. Anybody here familiar with the concept of a Shabbat elevator? It took me a few minutes to figure out exactly what was going on. I used to live in Miami Beach, and several hotels there kosher themselves for Passover. They are filled to capacity for the 8 days of the festival with folks from up north who avoid much of the hassle of Passover preparation by spending time with their family on the beach and allowing the hotel to do all the cooking. Rabbis supervise the kitchen, and kosher laws are followed. Those prescriptions apply outside the kitchen as well, hence the Shabbat elevator. Shabbat, by the way, is Hebrew for Sabbath. It seems under strict Sabbath observation, pushing the buttons to call an elevator and to choose your floor constitutes work. Therefore, the Shabbat elevator runs continually, stopping at every floor, all the way up and all the way down. Simply get on and off as you need. No work required. Before we think this all seems rather silly, recall the blue laws most of us of a certain age remember when essentially everything was closed on Sunday. Purchasing alcohol was out of the question, and everyone went food shopping on Saturday. Even most of the gas stations were closed. Jesus tells his accusers, the Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath. Jesus is not attempting to undo or reject Sabbath observance in this statement. Rather, he is reminding them and us about the true nature of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a gift from God, grounded in the beauty and holiness of creation. It is intended as a day of rest from labor, and as such carries echoes of freedom and liberation from bondage. It is not intended to be a burden and maze of rules and regulations more strenuous than work itself, and thereby obscuring the true nature of the gift. In declaring himself the Lord, even of the Sabbath, Jesus is again declaring the very source of his authority. It is another of the early Christological affirmations in Mark, revealing the true identity of Jesus, even as those around him are unable to see. The second story immediately follows. Jesus is again at synagogue on a Sabbath, and there is a man with a withered hand. The danger in the scene is plainly evident, for the Pharisees whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might. Jesus was well aware of their intent as well. One cannot help but sense a bit of Jesus' provocative action on Jesus' part during the talk, speaking the Pharisees. He calls the man forward. Then turning to his would-be accusers, he asks them directly whether it is lawful to do good or to do harm, to save life. Silence betrays both their intent and their conspiracy. Jesus simply tells the afflicted man to stretch out his arm. Jesus does not touch him. He says nothing. Apparently, in stretching out his arm, his hand, there is no violation of Sabbath. Yet in this action, the hostility of the Pharisees toward Jesus is raised to a new and deadly level, for now they enter into political. Jesus, as always, speaks his truth to power, and power rarely appreciates it. Jesus forced the issue with his opponents when he called the man with the withered hand out of the crowd and then challenged them to tell the truth about Sabbath law and Sabbath observance. While Jesus was doing good, they were looking to do harm. While Jesus restored the man's hand, they were plotting death. Who then was truly observing the intent of Sabbath? Who was honoring the beauty and holiness of creation? It is a lesson of which we should always remain mindful. There are painfully too many instances in history of people and institutions using religion as a weapon to control and even destroy others. There are many who have claimed the authority of God unto themselves, yet preach a message of exclusion, intolerance, and hatred. But Jesus' message is always clear and consistent. It speaks the truth of the God-given gift of the Sabbath to do good, to save life. It is always a message of inclusion, restoration, and love. It is how we too honor the beauty. And now let us stand and reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,